including Maxwell in Scotland, Ludwig Boltzmann in Germany, and Josiah Willard Gibbs in America, showed that the principles of thermodynamics could in fact be deduced mathematically by an analysis of the probabilities of different configurations of certain kinds of system, those systems whose energy is shared among a very large number of subsystems, as for instance a gas whose energy is shared among the molecules of which it is composed. Ernest Nagel gave this as a paradigmatic example of the reduction of one theory to another. In this statistical mechanics, the heat energy of a gas is just the kinetic energy of its particles. The entropy is a measure of the disorder of the system, and the second law of thermodynamics expresses the tendency of isolated systems to become more disorderly. The flow of all the heat of the oceans into the Atlantic would represent an increase of order, which is why it does not happen. For a while during the 1880s and 1890s, a battle was fought between the supporters of the new statistical mechanics and those like Planck and the chemist Wilhelm Ostwald, who continued to maintain the logical independence of thermodynamics. Ernst Zermelo went even further and argued that because on the basis of statistical mechanics, the decrease of entropy would be very unlikely, but not impossible, the assumptions about molecules on which statistical mechanics is based must be wrong. This battle was won by statistical mechanics, after the reality of atoms and molecules became generally accepted early in this century. Nevertheless, even though thermodynamics has been explained in terms of particles and forces, it continues to deal with emergent concepts like temperature and entropy that lose all meaning on the level of individual particles. Thermodynamics is more like a mode of reasoning than a body of universal physical law. Wherever it applies, it always allows us to justify the use of the same principles, but the explanation of why thermodynamics does apply to any particular system takes the form of a deduction using the methods of statistical mechanics from the details of what the system contains, and this inevitably leads us down to the level of the elementary particles. In terms of the image of arrows of explanation that I invoked earlier, we can think of thermodynamics as a certain pattern of arrows that occurs again and again in very different physical contexts. But wherever this pattern of explanation occurs, the arrows can be traced back by the methods of statistical mechanics to deeper laws and ultimately to the principles of elementary particle physics. As this example shows, the fact that a scientific theory finds application to a wide variety of different phenomena does not imply anything about the autonomy of this theory from deeper physical laws. The same maxim applies to other areas of physics, such as the related topics of chaos and turbulence.